Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 26, 1805. First glimpse of the Rocky Mountains. As usual, the party sets out early. Today they proceed principally by the tow line, which requires that the boat be near one shore or the other. The oars are used only to cross from one side of the river to the other when the shore becomes impassable. The Corps is now in what today is known as the Missouri Breaks. This is broken country formed by the Missouri River when it cut a new course from Virgil in Choteau County to Fort Peck Dam, when its former course, the Milk River Valley, was blocked by glacial ice. Captain Lewis expresses his emotions in this entry today.
Captain Clark walked on shore and ascended to the summit of the river hills. I also walked out and ascended the river hills, which I found sufficiently fatiguing. On arriving to the summit, one of the highest points in the neighborhood, I thought myself well repaid for any labor, as from this point I beheld the Rocky Mountains for the first time. I could only discover a few of the most elevated points above the horizon, the most remarkable of which, by my pocket compass, I found bore north 65 degrees, west being a little to the north of the northwest extremity of the range of broken mountains as seen this morning by Captain Clark. These points of the Rocky Mountains were covered with snow, and the sun shone on it in such a manner as to give me the most plain and satisfactory view. While I viewed these mountains, I felt a secret pleasure in finding myself so near the head of the heretofore conceived boundless Missouri. But when I reflected on the difficulties which this snowy barrier would most probably throw in my way to the Pacific, and the sufferings and hardships of myself and party in them, it in some measure counterbalanced the joy I had felt in the first moments in which I gazed on them. But as I have always held it a crime to anticipate evils, I will believe it a good, comfortable road until I am compelled to believe differently. Late this evening we passed a very bad rapid, which reached quite across the river. The party had considerable difficulty in ascending it, although they doubled their crews and used both the rope and pole. While they were passing this rapid, a female elk and its fawn swam down through the waves, which ran very high. Hence the name Elk Rapids, which they instantly gave this place. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 25, 1805.
The Elk Rapids are named Elk Fawn Rapids on the Captain's Atlas maps, and presently called Bird Rapids in Fergus County. Tomorrow, narrow channel and high banks.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.